your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for yeah. every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley
you use to strengthen
me.
And me, I don't deserve your.
Your hands and say
it.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given
to me, for every valley,
you use to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Your strength,
so amazing,
amazing,
so amazing,
amazing.
Yeah, I stand amazed.
Come on, say, I stand. stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
yes, he is. He's the amazing God. 8 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, January the 1st, Happy New Year, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring music of the Christmas season and top hits of the year 2016. On this last set, we heard Pastor Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago with Awesome. The Artists of Meat Records were next with Precious Lamb. Jay Thomas with Oh Lord, You're Beautiful. Dallas Home with Come On, Ring Those Bells. And we conclude this set with Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Ashley Brown, and LFC with Amazing. Yes, he is. 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Still not too late to call in your prayer request or your praise report. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. But before we get into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, here is Point of Grace along with Clay Cross and Follow the Star.
Long foretold, when angel voices fill the heavens, your grace here on Sounds of Praise along with Clay Cross and Follow the Star. 7:14, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to enter into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're going to use three intros today to the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are going to begin with plus one with a prayer for every year. So we're going to be praying for this year, the year 2017, for God's blessing upon the year 2017 and all we who are going through this year. We're going to pray for his blessing upon us all. And we're going to then go into utilize Tamil Man and Kirk Franklin with Take Me to the King and Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636.
To you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. Please hear my prayer tonight and help me do what's right, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all. Just the strong survive. Sweet tears for all a thousand years gone by. This is the world I pray we will share someday. Let me begin by reaching out my hand.
Every man would have a friend, and right would always.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me.
Yeah.
It's 7:30 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And as we said, we're going to be praying for the year 2017. So many critical things took place in the year 2016. And it seems like there is a continuing, ongoing, what can I say, hangover from the year 2016. So many things that were surprising, and certainly not pleasant with all of the terrorism and everything else going on, crime taking place in different places and various things all over the world. So we're praying that God is going to minister powerfully in the year 2017. Not only his blessing and protection, but that individuals will recognize their need to yield themselves to him and to his control, so that the peace that he alone can provide will be available to many, many lives in the year 2017. We're praying for God's blessing upon families. Our good friend in Cambridge, Lee, we asked us to pray last week. We weren't praying on the air, but we did pray, and we're going to bring that request again this day to the program. God's blessing upon families. DV is praising God for victory in another presentation. He has one more coming up in January, this month. I think it's the 19th of this month, he said. So he had victory in his last presentation, the last couple of presentations. So he's praising God that God will continue to be with him as he makes these presentations. And then we're praying for E. E's been suffering with some dizziness recently. We're praying God's going to touch her body and raise her up. E, suffering from dizziness, and that God would touch her body and raise her up. We're praying for Mike. Mike is a friend of mine. Saw him the other day, and he told me that he's had throat surgery for cancer. And we're praying that God's going to touch his body and give him complete deliverance. Mike, looking for deliverance from throat cancer surgery. And then we're praying that God would deliver us here and around the world from the opioid crisis. Many people being strung out on drugs. We're praying that God's going to minister and bring deliverance in their lives as well, in the name of Jesus. Then we're praying for MB. MB is recovering from surgery. He's had a couple of surgeries recently, and we're praying that God's going to touch his body one more time and bring him out and give him complete deliverance and a tremendous testimony of what God has done in his life through his healing power. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. This is the first Sunday in the year 2000, first day in the year 2017. And we want to acknowledge you. We want to recognize that you alone have the answer to the various problems and crises that are taking place in the world, individually and in lives and in nations. We've all seen on television the chaos that's going on in Syria. We pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in that situation and many other areas where hunger and famine and various other things are taking place. We pray, oh God, you would provide exactly what is needed. Minister powerfully in these situations, for you are the prayer-hearing God. Nothing is too hard for you. So we bring them confidently before your throne, asking you to minister powerfully in situations, because there are situations that are far beyond our ability to handle. We pray, oh Lord, as we yield them to you, you work powerfully in these situations. And those who know you might be used by you to bring forth the gospel message of Jesus Christ, so that many might recognize that he alone has the answer to the situations in their life and in their country, in their cities and in their nations. And may many be blessed and born again through your great work of salvation and redemption through the lives of those and the testimony of those who receive you as personal Savior. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we pray for God's blessing on families, Lord. We know the enemy is attacking the family. Pray, oh God, that you would work powerfully in the lives of families that have been broken, families on the verge of breaking down, families that have never been established. Pray, oh God, you would work powerfully in their behalf, Lord. Wow. We know that you alone can do that which is needed, provide that which is needed, give the guidance and direction that is needed so that your name might be glorified in each and every life. And children who are looking for parents, Lord, and parents who have strayed from doing their responsibilities as to their children, we pray, Lord, you would work things out and bring about the victory that you alone can give, so that after all has been said and done, people will realize that the healing and the deliverance and the victories and the provision that they receive have come from your hand, and may they surrender themselves totally to you and to your control, so you may work powerfully in their lives in the days which are ahead. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praising God with DV, who's praising you for victory in another presentation. Father, you brought him through three or four presentations recently. And we pray, oh Lord, since he has another one coming up, I believe later on this month, that you would work powerfully in that situation as well. Give him your wisdom. Give him your knowledge. Give him your understanding. May he go forward, Lord, with confidence to present that which is needed to be presented, so that those who are involved in the decision-making process will recognize that your hand's upon him and he's presenting things that was going to not only be a blessing to him, but would glorify your name as well. And we're claiming victory in the days which are ahead and praising you for all you've already done, because you are the prayer-hearing God. And we thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And E, we're looking to you, Lord, to touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Provide healing from the dizziness that's been bothering her for a couple of days now. And may she recognize, oh Lord, as she place her faith and trust in you, that you are the healing Christ, and that by your stripes she can attain the healing and the deliverance that you alone can give. And may she rest in you and trust in you, yield herself totally to you and to your control. And may she give you the victory, give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for the victory that you're going to accomplish in and through her life. And the many souls are going to be blessed and strengthened and encouraged even through her. And we praise you in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Mike, who's suffering from throat cancer surgery, Father, we pray you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. What radiation and chemotherapy and everything else cannot accomplish, you can accomplish. And we're thanking you in advance for how you're going to touch his body. And may he recognize that his healing has come from your hand and surrender himself totally to you and to your control, so you may work powerfully in his behalf in the days which are ahead, as he tells others of the wondrous things he's received from your healing touch. And we thank you for in advance for all that's going to be accomplished to bring honor, glory, and praise to your name. Is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying, Lord, for deliverance from the opioid crisis. We know that drugs are rampant in the country. Even though they've been made legal by voting, we know that still there is a danger. It's dangerous enough with individuals who are driving around with alcohol, and also now with marijuana and so many other things out there. We pray, oh Lord, that you would provide deliverance from this opioid crisis. Lord, only you can do it, and so therefore we're placing everyone who might be involved and those who could be involved in the future, since it can be now placed into different other things, and even children might be it might become available even to children, even unsuspecting, so that you would work powerfully in the situation, Lord. Provide victory and deliverance that you alone can give. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to be accomplishing as you provide your protection, your deliverance in the lives of those who may be impacted. And may the victory in that you can give, Lord, be led by the reality of those yielding themselves to you. As the gospel message goes forward, may many come to you who were once bound by these various drugs and be delivered and set free totally, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And then there's MB. We're praying, Lord, as he's recovering from surgery, we'll continue to touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May he recognize, Lord, as he's on his bed of affliction, that you're able to raise him up and bring him back and restore him to doing the good work that you've called him to do. May his life be a blessing among his family and loved ones and those who are holding on to you in prayer. May they continue to be strengthened by you so that they might be able to rejoice as a family and as individuals who know him, Lord. May they be blessed and encouraged to go ever onward and forward in you. In this year, 2017, may great and wondrous things be accomplished. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to do in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory, and let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. It's 7:40 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. On this Sunday, January the 1st, Happy New Year, 2017. And who would have thunk it? But anyway, we're praising God for what he's done and what he's doing and all that he's going to do. He's brought us this far. He's not brought us this far to leave us. We're going to continue to trust in him. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB. V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley VB at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praying for you as soon as we receive your message, or praising God with you as soon as we receive your praise report. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise reports before God's throne. Those numbers again, our off-air number when we're not on the air is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. No one's there. When you call, just leave a message on our answering system. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll bring your requests or your praise report to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry after we've been praying for you during the time. And then the many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:43 is the Sounds of Praise time. More music of the Christmas season. There was a way going way back, there was a television program called The Waltons. And they put out a Christmas album entitled Together Again. And this is The Waltons. These are The Waltons. And Christmas times are coming. Well, we just had one that passed, but if we live long enough and if God allows, we'll have another Christmas in 2017.
are yearning for the folks at home when Christmas times are coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Holly's in the window, home where the wind blows, can't walk for running, Christmas times are coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming.
And every time we think about the goodness of Christmas, it makes us feel good. Fred Hammond, one of the top hits of the year 2016, here on Sounds of Praise.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey. If the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside.
Up, up, up.
Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank him.
The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel good, and I know it.
Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside.
Come on.
The happiness in my life today won't be denied. Sing it. Come on.
Don't hate me if I show it.
The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Where they go?
I know I'm gonna thank him.
The happiness meant for my life today it won't be denied. Said
I choose to feel love
and peace is mine. Come on, promise to me. Yes, yeah. That's how it's gonna be.
I feel good, feel
come on and say you don't mind.
And coming up next, we have the late Bishop Andre and the sister Reverend Sandra Crouch and the singers and Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
7:55 here on Sounds of Praise. The background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin along with Justin Savage, and the song is Encouraged. I know there may be a lot of you out there who've gone through difficult times in the year 2016. This is a new year, and it's the same God. And if we continue to put our faith and trust in Him, He will not only encourage us, but He will bring us through victoriously. So, it's time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll be back next Sunday with more top hits of the year 2016. And what else? We have some other things going on planned for later on in the month as well. We'll let you know as soon as they begin to crystallize and we get more information about them as well. Okay, so until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying have a fantastic new year. Enjoy this day. Drive carefully and enjoy yourself and everything else. Hope to see you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Be encouraged. It was over.